I guess I should turn off the engine, or we'll be dead out of gas in a few, she said to the dog. Leaning over him, she turned the keys, and the little bit of light the dashboard provided went out. It was really dark then, the sky blackened by the rain and the moonless night. Soon, lack of vision and the ever-warming cab and boredom sent her off to sleep. She awakened to the crack and pop of an electrical storm. The rain softened to a drizzle. Jagged bolts of lightning stabbed east and west. Fascinated, she stroked the puppy's back and counted the times between them. One in particular snapped lower than most, its tapered point striking an oak tree midway out in the field on the right. The tree gave a tremendous crack and split in two from top to bottom, its great limbs falling to the earth atop a figure that, for a brief instant, resembled a man. A man? That couldn't be. She sat up straighter and turned the keys, firing the wipers across the windshield. A milder stroke of lightning showed nothing but waterlogged grass, however, and the remains of the tree. I must have imagined it. No sooner had the words left her mouth than a fist pounded on the driver's side door. She spun her gaze to the barrel of a shotgun. Shh! In an instant, she ducked and the gun went off, shattered the glass. She dumped the puppy in the floorboard and reached across the cab. Flipping the glove compartment open, she snagged the butt of a very old pistol. A man clawed at her neck, dragging her backwards. Desperate, she swung at his hands, cracking the pistol on his knuckles. Then, twisting right, she fired point blank. He bucked backwards at the impact and fell to the earth, his shotgun landing awkwardly atop him. Her heart pounding, she eyed him for a long time, finally inhaling deep and flipping open the door. The hinges squeaked as she emerged, the persistent rain quickly gluing her long brown locks to her face. She shuffled through the ankle-deep water and positioned over him, the pistol wavering in her grip. He made no movement but stared sightless overhead. She bent over for a better look, middle-aged, not quite 6 foot, with a blurry green tattoo probably done in prison. Was this a random hold-up then? Maybe his truck had gotten stuck, so he decided to take hers. That didn't work out so well, did it? She asked. You okay? The presence of a second man whirled her to her left. The pistol raised, she aimed it at the figure coming over the barbed wire fence lining the field. Her fingers slipped, the gun bobbing in her grasp, and she reversed hastily, raising it higher. Don't come any closer. He halted, his hands held in midair on either side. Lightning flashed once, twice, three times, the third time seemingly to target his head. It licked his scalp, shooting sparks from his fingertips and spread resplendent along his arms, over his shoulders and up his neck. He glowed as if his skin was dusted with gold and his eyes lit, shining an unusual color, turquoise, like the Caribbean Sea. Her heart skipped and she reversed. Not going to die tonight, she said. Not like this and not in Humboldt, Texas. His gaze changed, clicking to the figure on the ground. Lowering his arms, apparently not worried about her or the gun, he angled himself across the road, kneeling at the dead man's side. He turned the man's head left to right. He traced the tattoo with his finger before feeling in the man's pocket for any ID. The glow from his skin provided enough light for him to see, and extracting a wallet, he flipped it open and moved out several items, tossing the wallet itself on the man's chest. "Stand back," he said. She obeyed, the pistol still extended in front of her. Touching his fingers to the dead man's clothes, flames flickered on the surface, soon taking hold and consuming everything. Orange and white, not doused by the rain, they spread across the dead man's body, forming a globular fireball that lit the surrounding landscape. She lowered the pistol and raised one hand over her face, backing further until her heels jabbed her truck's front tire. The man stood then, giving the fire he'd created only the barest glance, and without any sign or fear approached. He reached down and took her gun, checked the chamber for bullets, emptied it, and poked it in his waistband. He leaned his weight in one hip as if in debate, the light on his skin lowered to a glimmer. "Who are you?" she asked, hesitant. She would wake up any minute and find this night a dream. She hadn't gotten stuck on the side of the road in the midst of a downpour. She hadn't been attacked by an unknown assailant, and she wasn't staring at a second man, thinking if he didn't kiss her, she'd lose her mind.